الحمد لله الذي بنعمه تتم الصالحات، الحمد لله الذي قدر كل ما هو آت وكل ما هو فات. We pray to Allah to shower His mercy and His blessings upon all the prophets and upon Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon all of them. Dear brothers and sisters, dear guests, my talk today, my khutbah, is about the gift of communication. I would like to start the first four verses from chapter 55, and it's Surah Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان. The most gracious, the most merciful, who taught the divine writ, the Quran, created the human being and علمه البيان, and he taught him or her how to communicate. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, these four verses are of a great importance. You are starting with the attribute of God Almighty, who has chosen to be the number one we recite throughout the day, Ar-Rahman. And while when you look at the Quran, I understand due to the limit of the language, we use the most gracious, the most merciful. But any of us who dive into the meaning, we know that it requires many more words. It is the most compassionate, the most merciful, the most loving, the most caring, the most tender, the most gentle. All these will scratch the surface of Ar-Rahman. And you will see why this is important. So this is the creator. Then علم القرآن. We, like the rest of the Abrahamic faith, we appreciate the divine writ. We believe it emanates out of mercy and love of the creator to humanity. Now we go to خلق الإنسان. That life, we all know that life is something of a great value, ought to be cherished. Each one of us, imagine that you don't exist. The fact that you exist, this is a great gift. Then the last, which is the topic of today, علمه البيان, and taught him how to, and they say how to articulate or how to communicate. I like to say how do you communicate everything about your feelings, everything about your ideas, how you communicate and you articulate and you make it clear, your imagination, your thoughts, your questions, and so on and so forth. Al-bayan here, al-mubin, it's when you're making something crystal clear. And I'd like to, from the beginning, I'd like to make sure that we all on the same page. This is not just about words. The science of today had brought us to speed to realize that when you communicate, 70 to 80% it's non-verbal. But it is essential to be clear. Right? I mean, 70 to 80%, that means your body language, your facial expression, your tone, all part of al-bayan. It's not just the words. And you will see why this later on. And this is where I am fascinated by the word that God Almighty had chosen in this instance, because it is very broad. It really encompasses all the things that I mentioned to you, because when you communicate, all these came to fruition and you'll be able to deliver what is on your mind, what is in your heart. So with such beginning, if you notice Ar-Rahman and then علمه البيان. So that means that great gift to able to communicate, and in the flow of the verses, whether it is create a human being, it's a gift of life. What it says, the divine writ, is a gift of revelation that is guiding humanity. You will find in the same tone, in the same line, that ability to communicate is a great gift. And the great gift from who? From Ar-Rahman, from the most compassionate, the most loving, the most caring, the most giving. Why this is important? Because this is the pretext upon which we should appreciate and realize this great gift, the gift that we are about to embark upon, the gift of communication. We take it lightly because since we were a kid, we always learned how to communicate. And whether we understand the body language or not, or so on, all this intricate, sophisticated art of communication, nonetheless, we do that. And with this technology now, which I will touch on later on in my khutbah, so I am hoping today, with my beginning, to bring to our focus, to our attention, that this is a gift that ought not to be taken for granted. This is a divine gift that God had chosen to be right at the beginning of this great chapter to make sure that we understand how valuable the gift is. So with that, now let's go to when someone gives you, someone who cares and who loves you and gives you a great gift, what do you do with it? More you value the giver, greater the value of the gift that you have. So if someone that you admire and you respect and you love give you something and tells you this is very valuable, you cherish it, you take care of it, you attend to it, you make sure it's used to the best possible way to use it. So in order to do that, we find the Quran guides us how to do that. When we look at the chapter, Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4 and verse 114. لَا خَيْرَ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِّن نَجْوَاهُمْ. There's not much good in their private talk. And that's interesting why the private talk. Because in the public talk, usually you are more guarded. If I'm speaking publicly to you, I'm going to watch every word that I say. I have important people sitting. You guys are important people to my heart. We have guests. Wherever you are in the public arena, you are at your best. Or at least you try to be at your best. Nowadays, we are not too sure that the standard has dropped. Nonetheless, here the Quran is going to the private talk. Because if you guard yourself in the private talk, the public talk becomes automatic. So here the Quran is saying is when you're in your private talk, so you can discipline yourself, you can start organizing this how to use this important gift. Allah is saying is that's not good in this private talk unless, and the Quran identified three areas. إِلَّا مَنْ أَمَرَ بِصَدَقَةٍ أَوْ مَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ إِصْلَاحٍ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. Except for those one who promote charity. Number two, justice, and I will elaborate a little bit on the ma'roof. And number three is islah bayn al-nas, to reconcile people who have differences. In other words, is to bring peace. And God says, وَمَنْ يَفْعَ ذَلْكَ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. And those one who they do this, not because it is politically correct, not because it is appropriate, no, because this is what pleases the giver. The one who gave us that gift, the gift of communication, that it's so important in order to please him, not in order to, you know, brag or politically correct and so on, as I said, that God is saying is he will give you an immense reward. So now, brothers and sisters, we understand the value of the art of communication, the power of communication. Now, God Almighty is saying is this is a valuable gift. Use it in these three areas. Of course, you'll use it in different areas, but make that to be priority. Charitable, charity, we all know the charity, but we find the Prophet taught us that the charity is when you smile, when you bring happiness to the heart of your family, your spouse, the neighbor, the colleague. So it's beyond just giving a hand or supporting a needy, but charity, and it's the widest Abrahamic understanding is when you are bringing happiness to the heart of others. So that would be the charity. Then you go al-ma'ruf. Al-ma'ruf, I'd like to ما تعارف عليه الناس, what people acknowledge to be good for them. And we all agree, it doesn't matter of your persuasion, of your religion, we all agree on the universal values of justice and of mercy and of equality and of freedom and so on. These are universal values. So here now, you have this valuable gift, use it in promoting these areas. So be charitable and work on this universal values that is accepted, ta'aruf alayhi nas, accepted by the people. Last but not least is peace. If you are in a position of power and you subscribe to a party, and the other party is at opposite side of your party, the recommendation of the divine is your job is to reconcile. Your job is not to instigate and to intimidate and to bully the other party. Your job is to reconcile and bring peace. So the people of God ought to use this great gift to promote peace, to bring peace, to reconcile peace in whatever position that you are in, whether you are a position of power at home or in a city or in a government or in a country. Here we find the recommendation is this gift ought to be used to be an agent of peace. So this, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, I hope we appreciate the gifts of communication. We should cherish it. And now we understand our priorities. Life is short. So we need to set our priorities and make sure that we operate within these three areas. And believe me, if you apply yourself to these three areas, that will consume life. And you might need few other lives to be able to fulfill. So there's plenty of things for us to do in these categories. Then we go into the area where, okay, we got it. Something valuable, we got it. The areas, the priority we should work on, we got that. But also there is the question we should always ask is, when, what, and how? When, what, and how? When do I communicate? What do I communicate, and how I communicate is the crux of the matter now. Now we get a little deeper into it. And I won't be able to cover everything. I am sure in each question you'll have your own answer. But I decided to pick only a few that I felt, due to the environment of today, they are pertinent and they are important. The first thing is when, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, I read something, it was in James, the Bible, James, chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. I'm going to paraphrase. What the Bible said, that a word that utters from the tongue can put a forest on fire. It's a small spark, whether intentional or unintentional, it puts a forest on fire. And we've heard so many stories of how a spark that really destroyed so much, so many acres and so many homes and so many lives and so on. And then when you go James from 5 to 6, and then James says, and the Bible says, that the tongue is like a fire. Another word is, what you say can destroy life, can destroy relationships, can destroy period. So if we bear that in mind, and there are so many verses and so many hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that also in the same flow, in the same spirit. So when we are talking about when and what and how, it becomes very important. When, don't ever respond, and we do that all the time, when we're angry or we are on the peak of our emotional state. Not only when we are angry, but also when we are extremely happy, extremely angry, extremely hurt. We should not. I don't need to go through. I am sure that all of us have had an experience where we reacted out of emotion, anger, or extreme happy, or this or that, and later on we regret. So definitely we avoid the when that time. What? So I understand the area, but I still now have to be detailed. I'm going to quote a verse from chapter 41, verse 34. لا تستوي الحسنات ولا السيئة ادفع بالتي هي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينها عداوة كأنه ولي حميم. It's chapter 41, verse 34. It's not equal good and bad. ادفع بالتي هي أحسن. You respond with what is best. What is the goal when you are responding, when you are dealing with what? The language, the substance. What is the goal of it? وَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةُ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. And the one that between you and him, or between you and her, there is animosity. There is a real difference. You are to transform that state of relationship to a friendship. وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ, then becomes a close friend. So that means, brother and sister, the substance that you are using is important. The words that you are using is of a great importance, and we ought to make sure that we are cognizant of that. Last but not least, how? How many times for our young men and women who are here, for our guests, for all of us, how many times we've said something to our spouse or to our husband or to our children or to our friend, and then they get angry and you are wondering, what did I say? You go over the verbiage is okay. What do they say? It's not what you said, it's how you said it. Your tone, your body language, and they give you reasons why, and people, some. So it's not just the timing, it's not just the verbiage and the substance, but also is the delivery. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أدعو الله. الحمد لله الذي كتب على نفسه الرحمة وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Dear brother and sister, dear guests, in my first part of my talk and my khutbah, I hope I made the case, the value of communication and how we ought to be responsible for it. And we know that Abrahamic faith has underlined one thing that probably other persuasions, other traditions might not, is our accountability to the giver, to Ar-Rahman, to the most compassionate, most loving God Almighty. We are accountable. Nothing that we do, nothing that we say will not have to answer back to him when we meet our Creator. And we believe we are going to meet our Creator. So in this journey of life, at a time where, unfortunately, I believe the standard of communication of our great nation has dropped. The tools that are available to us are, whether it is Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, name it. There are so many things now that are before us. The standard has dropped. The language that is going around by some of our leaders, by some of our stars, by some of our, whether it's in the social or political or in the sports or name it, the standard has dropped. And let us face it, we are measured, called upon, and I mean it, the Abrahamic of faith and other traditions as well, whether it's the Torah or the Bible or the Quran, all of them raise the bar. Remind us that we are accountable to God Almighty. That means our standard of communication ought to be much higher than the norm. It is challenging. It is challenging, and I call upon our young men and women who are with us today, and I would like to welcome you. We have students from New Horizon West Side, we have from the West Charter School, we have from the New Horizon of Los Angeles. We welcome you and thank you for listening, but bear in mind that if you subscribe to there's a God and there's a creator to this marvelous universe, that we are accountable to him, that means our standard is up. I have, and you have, and every one of us should watch what we say. when we say it, how we say it, and make sure that we are measuring up to the divine standard that has been laid down for us in all the Abrahamic faith. And at the end of the day, we are called upon to be the agent of positiveness. To use this tool to become the agent of positiveness, the agent of peace, the agent of reconciliation, the agent who, wherever he or she is, people are touched by his words. People are touched by her body language. People are touched by her tone. People are touched by what they say because he or she, I or you, were doing it not because it's politically correct, it's because it is pleasing to our Creator. Let us all tune our hearts and our minds and pray to God to purify our hearts, to strengthen our faith, to make us among those who heed his call, to make us among those who understand this great gift of communication. How do we use it? When do we use it? And what we should use for it? So this way we become the good worshippers of God Almighty and the agent of good that will touch the rest of our society. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم وادعو الله أقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد